your book's journey isn't over after it's been launched. Nope, it's got a whole lifetime ahead of itself. And so while I'm leading you through writing and launching a best-selling book, I'm also showing you how to make that book work for you for the rest of your career and your life. Welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David. Hi there, welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David. I'm your host, Anna David, and this is a podcast where we talk about how to launch a best-selling book and what that book can do for your career. And sometimes I interview people, and sometimes I answer questions, and sometimes I do a play-by-play. And today is one of those play-by-plays where I break down how one of the experts launched their book and how you can learn from them and apply some of those methods yourself. So today we are talking about the great John Lee Dumas of the podcast Entrepreneurs on Fire. And the main things we're going to talk about that he did very effectively, he spent money on bonuses. He focused on bulk order buys, pre-order bulk order buys. He was open about his process all the way through, which he is about everything that he does as an entrepreneur. He leaned on his friends with big audiences. He focused on his expert medium, which is podcasting. So if you would like the show notes for this episode with links to what he did and all the other things, just go to launchpadpub.com/blog/JLD. So here we get into it. His book that we're going to talk about is called The Common Path to Uncommon Success, A Roadmap to Financial Freedom and Fulfillment. Now, if you don't know about John Lee Dumas, well, let me enlighten you. He's absolutely brilliant. Part of his brilliance is that he is probably more open about his methods and his income than anybody else out there. So he created his podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, or Eon Fire, as it's known, with the kind of passion I have never seen from anyone else. And that's why it's had millions of downloads and has had everybody on it, from Tony Robbins to Barbara Corcoran to everybody else. And it's a daily interview podcast. And he's talked about how he didn't know anyone in podcasting. So he hired a mentor, and then he's ended up, you know, really becoming the king of podcasting. I joined his group, Podcasters Paradise, and I highly recommend it for anybody who's launching or hosting a podcast. So it's not surprising that his book was very successful and that he was open about it. So what did he do? He leaned on his friends with intention. Now, we are very lucky because he documented this exactly on another podcast. And so I have direct quotes, and I'll link to all this in the show notes. So this is what he said. He came up with a dream 100. Who are the 100 people that will help him? But then he realized, no, it's more like a dream 200. And then it's more like a dream 300. And all these people that he was thinking of had been on his show. So he knew that he had already served them by bringing their message to his listeners. So he reached out and he said, hey, it was so great having you on my show. And he broke down that he spent 480 hours writing his book, which I think is very fascinating. I usually tell people if it's going to take you over 300 hours and you get paid more per, calculate what your hourly rate is. And if, and see how much, if it's worth it to hire somebody else to write the book. Anyway, doesn't matter. He wanted to write the book himself. So he did. So these people were all mentioned in his book because the book was a culmination of a lot of what he had gleaned from interviewing people on his podcast. So he explained how hard he'd worked on it. He explained they were in it. And he said, will you help me? And he had very specific asks. I think this is genius because most people will say, hey, I would love it if you support my book or we can tell people. He said, will you go onto Amazon and buy 3 hardcover copies because Amazon will base their bulk orders on how many pre-orders that we have. Now, I gotta say, a lot of people now say that this is not how Amazon works. It is what traditional publishers will tell you. So surely it's what his traditional publisher told him. And for all I know, it's still true because Amazon has not revealed it to me. But this, anyway, it doesn't matter. This was his strategy. He said, please go buy 3 hardcover books. Then he said, I created all these bulk buy options, which we'll get into in a second. Starts at 12 books, goes up to 1,200 books. Will you check out these options? And if it makes sense, will you buy one for your team or your audience? Then he said, would you consider having me on your podcast or whatever it is you have? Maybe it's an Instagram Live, whatever, Facebook Live, whatever it is. I would love to do it. Why don't you book me right now? Oh, genius. And he talked about how effective that was. He talked about Rory Vaden, previous podcast guest, Rory Vaden, back when the podcast had a totally different focus. And he said that he did that. And Rory said, hey, I'd love to promote the book as well. So he promoted it to his clients and then his huge clients wanted to promote it. So it was just this sort of snowball effect. What he did is in order to do those asks, he used a tool called BombBomb. It's a video tool. So he created these little videos, which he then sent out, which is more personal and possibly took less time than writing out these requests. That was the big thing he did. He also created a website and he didn't just make it a website with a book summary and the book cover. He bought the domain uncommonsuccessbook.com. Talked about this before, but if your domain for your book title isn't available, add book to the end of it. On that website, it's still there. He created a 1-minute video of him talking about the book, short video. He drops the names of people his readers will have heard of in that video, like Jeff Walker, Amy Porterfield. And just like Pat Flynn, he makes that video all about the reader. And his site breaks down. It used to break down his bulk order offers. These days, it just says, hey, the bonuses have expired, but you can email him for information on bulk order discounts. So, and he also gave away the first chapter of the book, which Amazon will make it so that you can do that. I know when I was traditionally published, my publisher made it very hard for me to do that. But if you're publishing on your own, that's something that's very easy to do. Now, let us talk about these bulk order bonuses because they were insane. He gave anybody who ordered either the Kindle version or the hardcover 3 of his best-selling books, the Podcast Journal, the Freedom Journal, and the Mastery Journal. That's a $150 value. I have the Podcast Journal because he gives it to you when you join Podcasters Paradise. That is one nice book. He had them shipped to anybody who pre-ordered. Now, he's also open about the fact that he got a $350,000 advance. So, you know, he had money to invest. Now, I have no idea what that investment was versus what he made back. But I do know that if you earn your advance back, you are more likely to get another book deal. So if you're going to get a big advance like that, it's really important to find a way to earn that back. So, and for a certain amount of pre-orders, he even flew people down to spend a weekend with him and his girlfriend in Puerto Rico. And he did other things for his audience who pre-ordered. He did live Ask Me Anythings and other wonderful things. So what can we learn from this? He spent money. He knew his goal. He knew that a dollar in might be $2 back. He was open about his process. He leaned on his friends with big audiences, and he focused on his medium, podcasting. He is very open about the fact that he'll go on totally random podcasts because he knows that even totally random podcasts have listeners, and he has a certain amount of time he'll do the podcast for. He schedules them all for one day. Now, you may not have that budget or those friends, but it is learn from this and do whatever you can with the resources you have to follow in the steps of people who are successful. So there you have it. If you would like the show notes, go to launchpadpub.com/blog/JLD, and I will see you next time.
Thanks for joining me this week on Launch Your Book with Anna David. For more info about the show, go to launchyourbookpod.com, where you can get show notes and so much more. If you got anything out of this episode, I can't tell you how much I would appreciate a review. And don't forget, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is here to help you at any stage in your writing and publishing journey. Just go to launchpadpub.com for more, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode.